Welcome to the Gone Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Howell.
And I'm your host, Angie Rogers Howell.
What is the Gone Boss Podcast?
Well, it's a weekly podcast featuring awesome people in our community. We'll interview them, find out what makes them tick, the cool things they're doing to make our community a great place to live and work, and how they've gone boss.
Interact with us on Facebook and Instagram just by searching Gone Boss.
Now sit back, relax, and find out who has
gone boss.
Today in the studio, we have Mika Jennings with TLC Equities. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I am a young adult. I started my own company probably 2 or 3 years ago now, and I manage furnished housing full time. So Airbnb, VRBO, you know, all of those fun things.
Okay. So what made you decide you wanted to do that?
It actually kind of stumbled upon me. I was working full time at another place downtown. And I moved into a new condo, and the upstairs was empty, and I was actually bartending at Elm Street Brewery before,
okay.
And the owner had a property, and I moved in and noticed the upstairs was empty. So I talked to them, we furnished the place, and that became my first Airbnb. Our agreement was I will clean it, and I will message the guests and change all the lot codes to subsidize and make rent cheaper, and we would just kind of keep a spreadsheet to know, and then it became so busy that they ended up pretty much paying me to live downstairs.
Okay.
Which was great for both of us.
That works out.
Right? So yeah, that was the first one. And then once we realized how lucrative it could be, it was kind of one of the first ones in the Muncie market. Through word of mouth and other things, I've spread and continued to get bigger. And I now manage like 26 properties.
Okay.
25, 26.
So. But that keeps you pretty busy.
It does. Yeah, it's busy, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I get to do my passion project, which, like, I'm super passionate about the guest experience and when people visit Muncie, what does Muncie look like and what is their perspective when they come into, you know, our city to stay, and do they have experiences to do, and, you know, why are they traveling here? I just love hearing about all of it, and yeah.
Perfect. I like that. So tell me, are you a native Munsonian? Are you from Muncie?
I am. Well, I started out in Muncie, was born at Ball Hospital, and then I graduated from Yorktown High School.
Okay.
And then went to Ball State and graduated from there. And yeah, I left Muncie with my internship and chose to come back, and here we are.
Perfect. So what about Muncie drew you back, and why do you stay? Why are you so passionate about it?
I met the man that I love.
Oh, well, that's good too. Yeah.
I met the love of my life. I came back. I had a job there, and then I came back to kind of tie up some loose ends, and then I did meet him, and I didn't want to be anywhere else. And Muncie makes sense. I love the community. I love how bright and vibrant downtown is. There's always something to do if you're looking for something to do. And I think that's cool. And yeah, I really fell in love with, you know, hosting people in these Airbnbs. So
perfect. Now, speaking of the love of your life, tell us about him and your family and all that good stuff.
Jeez. Yeah, I love my family and Michael. I have 3 siblings, and my mom is very in the Muncie scene as well. And my sister's also another small business owner, and our businesses work directly together. So that's exciting and fun. I have a family of doers.
Good.
So, yeah.
Everybody needs doers in their life.
Yeah, we all work together really well, and so that's nice.
So tell us about your husband.
He is a local developer. I don't want to talk too much about him.
That's all right.
Yeah, he's the kindest, best person, the best partner. So he's the love of my life.
I heard you just got married recently,
yes,
right?
3 months, yes. Yeah, so,
3 months, okay.
So yeah, he's very kind. He's a local developer doing some really cool projects as well. He's my best friend. So
awesome. Well, that's great. I love that. So tell me something you wish you had known when you were first starting out, either in business or life or all that good stuff.
Well, when starting this business, I didn't realize there was going to be so much tech involved.
Okay.
A lot of different avenues that we have to utilize and softwares, specifically speaking of like the short-term rental market and helping people co-host their properties. So yeah, navigating that is really interesting and just a little more hands-on than I had originally expected, but we've automated the best that you can, and it works out really great when it's done correctly. So
cool. Excellent. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to go home. I like to cook. I work out a couple of times a week. I have girls' night every Wednesday. That always saves us. That's so fun. I always look forward to that. I like to cuddle up on the couch and watch a good show too.
Okay, so. Perfect. What's your favorite band or artist?
I've always loved Tom Petty. Noah Kahan's album got me through the winter. I listen to the Rihanna playlist on Spotify when I work out. And then other than that, I like to listen to podcasts.
Okay. So. What kind of podcast? Do you have a favorite podcast?
I love She by Jordan Lee Dooley.
Okay.
And then Sadie Lee Robertson has a pretty cool podcast as well. But okay. Yeah, those are three podcasts I
Excellent.
Like to listen to.
All right. Great. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
My best productive time in the business world is from like 2 to 7. And that's, I find guest check-in around 3 to 5. That's when any questions that I might have would be happening then. And that's usually my most productive time. So probably I would categorize that as a night owl. But I do wake up early and I just really love my, that's when I get my house in order and mm-hmm. be a good homekeeper, I mm-hmm. guess. So always up and active at that time. But I just like to be in my jammies and
I yeah. do too. Matt and I like to say I like to ease into my day. Yeah. I like to be in my jammies, drink my coffee, all of that.
Make sure my house is sound.
Yeah.
And then everything's cleaned up from the night before. And yeah.
Yeah. I want to do all my thinky hard work like in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Between
I like
to three
make
to
my
five.
List
five.
And then, yeah. exactly. I like to make my list and then go out for the day and do that afterwards. So
perfect.
So yeah. A middayer, I guess.
Yes. Someone called it a middle of the day pigeon or something like that. Like, okay, that works.
I like that.
What's your favorite book?
Favorite book? I actually just got into reading. I don't know about favorite book, but I do know I'm in a book club right now, and we are reading the book called The One Thing. Doing that with Impact Muncie, my little impact business incubator. And it pretty much just talks about choosing the one thing and going at it full-heartedly. And yeah, I've really enjoyed doing that with them.
So, awesome. Yeah. So tell me about the book club. Is it online or is it in person?
We meet biweekly at the Entrepreneur Center. Just chat about that, chat about our businesses, hold each other accountable for, you know, the goals that we have set. I mean, Impact Muncie is, they're doing a really cool thing for the city. And so I just like being a part of that.
Awesome. It's nice as a small business owner to have someone to help keep you accountable.
Yeah.
That's what I found.
Yeah, we've built a great connection. I don't know if you've heard of like the Grow Girls.
Oh, yeah.
But we took the class together and my sister took the class and I've met some other really cool people as well. Through that community. And mm-hmm. yeah, I really enjoy doing that with them.
So. Excellent. I like that. Have you ever met anyone famous?
I have 2 key famous people encounters.
Okay. Yeah, 2. Great.
Number 1, Jesse McCartney sang Beautiful Soul to me when I went with my friend when he came to Ball State a couple of years ago. And he like chose me out of all the girls at this concert to
fun.
Sing it to. So that was like my it girl moment. But the other one was I worked at a ski resort in Northern California and I got to hang out and kind of have a party with G-Eazy, which is like a fun singer-songwriter.
Fun.
And I've always liked his music, so that was really exciting too.
Okay, cool. So you worked at a ski resort. So how did you get hooked up with that? What took you to California?
Yeah, so it was an internship from Ball State, kind of study all of their different management departments. And it was actually a great internship. So I got to do event planning. I was in their marketing department. I was in their accounting department. I rotated through like 5 different departments while I was there, while also being COVID police and making people wear their masks because it was in the height of COVID.
Oh, wow. Okay. So yeah. You got really thrown into everything.
Yeah, yeah. So I was there for probably 5 months, maybe 6 months. And 3 days doing internship stuff and then 2 days working and the rest I got to snowboard. So
wow,
it was great. Yeah,
that's pretty fun. That's a cool internship to have.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I'm very thankful that I had that experience. I feel like it made me learn a lot and just get a glimpse into so many different departments that I would then utilize in my own business. I have 3 people on my team and I am now the accounting department and the marketing department.
Yes.
And the so yeah, it was really great.
Awesome. What's your guilty pleasure?
I love those little chocolate-covered True Fruit raspberries.
Okay.
You can get. They're so delicious.
That sounds yummy.
You should try them.
I will. What's your favorite movie?
We've always watched A Wonderful Life around the holiday season, but I did just go to the movie theater and watch the Willy Wonka movie, and it was really cute, too.
That was such a good movie. It made me cry.
I know. Me, too. And I don't even normally
like
musicals, but, like, it worked. I loved it.
It was great.
It was so wonderful.
Yeah. What's your hidden talent? Something you're good at that people might not know?
This is kind of random, but I'm really good at shooting guns. And
okay.
I grew up with my grandpa going to the shooting range, and I share that passion with, like,
a lot of different people in my family, actually, as long as you can, if you're doing it very safe. And I think the whole key is you have to do everything very safe. But knowing all of that, I feel comfortable doing it. And it's really fun to do.
Well, cool. So, yeah. And this probably gives you good memories with your, you know, growing up with your grandpa and all that kind of stuff.
But also it makes me feel secure.
Yeah.
As like a woman navigating life, and you just never know. And I feel confident and safe in doing that. And it's because of them. So
awesome. I like that.
Most people wouldn't know that about me, I guess.
That's
I don't know.
I didn't know that. Awesome. Star Wars or Star Trek? Or is, neither. You can say neither.
Is Mandalorian an option?
That's an option. That's fine. Baby Yoda. Yeah. What's your most used emoji on your phone?
The red heart.
Okay, nice. Tell me something on your bucket list.
Let me check my 30 by 30 list. I actually have it right here.
Oh, so you have like a list of things you want to accomplish by 30?
Recently, yes. Okay. I made a 30 by 30 list. So I want to go to Japan to see the Japanese cherry blossom trees bloom.
Okay.
I want to go to Iceland to see the Northern Lights. And I want to read the New Testament all the way through so I can say I've read the Bible all the way through. So those are three things on my 30 by 30 list.
Well, that's excellent goals. I like that. What gets you truly excited about life?
Well, first off, I love doing my job. I love the guest experience. I love hosting people in Muncie. But the overarching goal is to be able to live a life and be a good mom and be an active mom and take my kids traveling and not just going to the same vacation spots or maybe not even getting to go to the vacation spots. And I just really want to be a hands-on mom that can travel the world with her babies. And so setting myself up for that now is what I'm doing. So
perfect.
That gets me excited. I look forward to that all the time and just starting that new chapter. So
excellent. What does success mean to you?
Off of what we had just chatted about, but success to me is bringing beautiful, healthy little humans into this world and having them grow up to be great people and being able to be there for them every day and show them the world in a unique way and learn together and have the time to invest in them in a great way.
Perfect. Yeah. What do you want to be remembered for?
Being a comforting person and just always having an open door policy at my house and just letting people know that I'm always there for them and being like a safe space for people. So, I love hosting. I love having people at my house. Family is very important to me, and I want to be remembered for just always being welcoming and
perfect. Yeah. I like that. Excellent. What kind of professional organizations are you part of?
I am a part of the Chamber of Commerce here in Muncie, the Gilbert Neighborhood Association. I love doing work for them. We're actually getting a new park, so I'm very excited about that. I also do Impact Economics, and I'm in their business incubator there as well. I now am able to kind of help other businesses grow and get to take a step up in the ladder. So that's really exciting to be a part of this organization that I really believe in. And their model is that there's people, and you have to take care of your people first. Then you have to take care of your planet. And then thirdly, their profit is important. And so that's how I've kind of structured my business is, you know, make sure that they have a good, well-paying job and they feel secure in what they're doing. And then do what you can for the planet. And then your profit comes last and whatever you get can be a fulfilling portion. And like I said, that's just how I've structured my business. And I really appreciate them helping me grow when I was first starting out and taking the leap from kind of a part-time gig into a more full-time thing. And they kind of held my hand alongside that. So I really appreciate, you know, Mike Martin, and he's been a mentor to me, and Cesar and the ladies from Grow, you know, just all working together has been really exciting and a fun community to be a part of. And then I also am a part of the Jar Community Church, and I'm on their evangelism team. I serve there in their children's department and Sunday school and all that stuff. And I just find that to be fun and a really great space. I love going to church there. So
perfect. Awesome.
Yeah. What I do with TLC Equities is I work with local investors and out-of-state investors and help them take a property and maximize their profit. So sometimes that looks like designing the house and then managing it as a furnished rental and then also facilitating the cleans. Or sometimes it looks like just onboarding and helping them co-host a space and take care of that integration and the tech that I was speaking on being kind of, you know, a little more than I initially had realized. And so that has been really exciting. And the first year that I had TLC, I only had two or three properties, and then I got a person that had 8 or 9 properties, and that became when I could start to pay my bills with mm-hmm. this, you know, company. And so that was very exciting. And now I manage for multiple different people, and I'm actually, if you know anyone that wants to put their house or a room in their house on Airbnb, I'd love to hold their hand and kind of walk them through that process for the solar eclipse that's coming. I know all of Muncie's talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Which we should be.
Which it's, we should be. But yeah, if you want to like rent out a room or...
ought to, because there's no hotel rooms available. I have not a single Airbnb property that's available, and people are still coming and the need is still there. So... why not do it and be a part of the community and just kind of open your doors for fun for just a weekend?
Yeah, and for like a once in a lifetime opportunity. Yeah. I jokingly say we live on a farm out in farmland, and I'm like, yes. Well, people can come pitch a tent out in my yard. Like, yes. I don't mind.
Put a campsite on Airbnb. Let me help okay. you. I'm not joking. No light pollution there.
That's true. You can see all the stars.
Right. So that's really exciting and fun.
Tell me where people can reach you if they want more information.
Yeah, so you can go to my website at tlcequities.com. You can message my business or personal account on Facebook, or you can reach out to me through Messenger or text if you have that. My email address is micac16@gmail.com or tlcequitiesllc@gmail.com.
Okay, and I hear you have a TikTok?
Yeah, just TLC Properties.
Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Angie. Your office is so cute.
Well, thank you. Thanks for stopping by the farmhouse. Bye.
You know, we've been married over 10 years. What are we up to now? 13, 14?
13. It'll be like 14 in October.
And I still find new things out about you.
And I find new things out about you too, husband.
So, of course, we took a trip in January, and we've been talking about it for a couple episodes.
A few
now.
Episodes. We'll stop talking about it eventually.
But because we were so laser focused, we really didn't have our computers. We didn't work. It was 5 days of just vacation. We got to experience each other in a different light.
Yes.
And one is you are very funny when it comes to traveling.
Very funny. Why?
So on the plane going there and back, they give us these little cookies.
Yes. And then when we were in our detention center forever, they gave us these cookies too.
So these cookies are...
They're called biscotti. You know what they are. Well, you're on an airplane. Yeah, the little cookies.
Little biscuit things. And anyway, there are two in a pack. Or so I thought. I was
mistaken.
I thought there were two. I know there are two because they are separate. But you, I noticed going there and, you know, coming back from the trip, you're sitting over there munching on two cookies at a time.
Like it's an Oreo or something.
Like it's an Oreo. And I thought you tried to split them apart at some point. But no, you just ate it like a sandwich cookie, like a real sandwich.
So we had taken two different planes down there. Mm-hmm. We had a plane to Miami/Bahamas where we had them. We were in the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center for hours eating these cookies, and then got on a plane the next day, and then a plane back to Miami. You didn't say anything.
And every time she received the cookies, she would eat both of them at the same time.
Well, because I didn't take them out of the wrapper. Like, you know, when you eat like a candy bar and you like just slide the wrapper down
but
while you eat
it. But even
when
you get to the end, like, didn't you like, why are there two pieces here?
No, I didn't even notice. And, okay, in my defense, on the front, it says cookie. It does not say cookies. It says cookie. Biscotti cookie.
But there's two of them in the pack.
Two.
And, of course, I ate each one individually.
I did not
every
pay
time she
a
didn't pay
lick of
any attention.
To what
every
you were
kiss
doing
begins with K. She and so I said something to her finally. I was like, "What are you doing? Why are
this
you eating these cookies?"
This is when we were
cookies?
In Guantanamo losing our minds in this detention center, and you're like, "Why are you eating your cookie that way?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? How do you eat? How else do you eat this cookie?" And I'm like, "Oh my
And then I took them out of the package and they separated right away. And it was like, there are two cookies here.
There are indeed two.
You can eat them one by one, not together like a sandwich.
Well, I had no idea. I lost my mind. I like laid on the floor laughing because at that point we were so delirious and whatever. But
it was late at night.
It was late at night and we'd had a day. But all the times I've flown on a plane and they give you those biscotti things, that's how I've been eating them. And no one has said a word to me. So I feel like I was a monster or something.
So we also had these travel bags. Now, of course, we've got the ones with the rollers and they're a hard shell case and they have the little handle, right? But no, we had two other bags.
Like our carry-on bags.
Like carry-on bags. And we found out that they have
we've been traveling all over the place with these things.
Exactly. About halfway through the trip, we're like, oh, that's what this little pocket thing is.
No.
It wasn't a pocket at all. It was supposed to slip on the handle.
Like a little sleeve that goes over the handle.
So you can put it on top of your hard shell case and wheel it around.
Now, you know how we found this out?
How did you find it?
Because we were at the airport in the Dominican. So we'd already flown and did
there,
all of our things.
Yes.
We were at the airport. Our taxi driver takes out all of our stuff, takes our bag.
Yeah.
Slips it on the hand. Like the taxi driver knew. And he just slipped it in the little sleeve
thing. If you can imagine Angie's face as she's watching this Dominican man put her bag together for the first time like she's ever seen this.
I was like, are you kidding me? We've been hauling this thing over our shoulder, but we could have just slipped it on there. So I'm like, huh, that's interesting. And then so we do our thing and whatever. And then the next stop we go to, I'm like, you know what? No, I didn't notice until we got home.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? My computer bag that I have been hauling around with two computers in it, even though we didn't really need either of them, also has this sleeve.
Yes.
Also goes over the little handle thing on your regular bag. We have been traveling forever with this.
We stood in lines all the time on this trip. Like lines to get on the plane, lines to get off the plane. Lines, and we had these bags over our shoulders.
And that computer bag was heavy. And we stood in line the whole time.
And we could have put it on our bag entire time.
I promise you, I'm a smart person, but I don't feel like it on this trip. So we learned all kinds of things about, and then like how we should pack and like, I don't know, all the experienced world travelers, they're like, oh, we'll just put everything in our carry-on.
I was amazed by the size of the suitcases that people took.
Oh my God.
Compared to our little dinky freaking hard shell cased thing.
Yes, ours could have been the carry-ons, but we've checked them.
You could have fit two of mine in these other people's bags easily. Like, they took everything and the sun into those bags.
Yes. Now, when I watch Real Housewives, they take, like, 15 bags or whatever. And, of course, they're the housewives. They've got
outfit. That's right. They could pay that $30 a bag.
Exactly. I'm not paying $30. I'll pay for one bag. I'm not paying for all the bags. But, yeah. Anyway. I don't know where these people are going or how many clothes they're taking. I wear the heaviest pair of shoes I have. I pack all the other shoes in there, tiny, and pack as much as I can into that tiny little bag. But I don't know. I felt like an idiot.
We're going to get new luggage.
We are going to get better luggage. Well, we're going to get better luggage. Yes.
She says better, not new.
I don't know. If I find one on like
on the pallets.
On the pallet people. Pallet people. So fine. That's where I got these two. So anyway, yes, we're going to find better luggage. We're going to become better, more experienced world travelers now that we have our passports and we can just take off and go wherever we want. But we will learn new things along the way.
That cookie's come in two pieces.
I swear. I felt like so dumb.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Gone Boss.
Be sure to check us out at goneboss.com or hashtag goneboss.
We're on Instagram at goneboss2k or find us on Facebook just by searching Gone Boss.
If you like what you hear today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find your podcast.
Have a great rest of your day, and don't forget to tune in next week and find out who has gone boss.